Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics! I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go Link. Yeah, get Zelda.
Awesome.
Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up.
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio. And now, a man who plumps when you cook him, Scott Johnson.
I got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20! Hey, everybody, it's Extra Life Radio Show. It's me, Scott Johnson, your host, and welcome to the program. It's show number 77. We're not very far from 80. Not that we need to celebrate that or anything. But we are excited to be moving on up the chain to Big Show 100. And a special shout-out to Len and Nora of Jawbone Radio for them hitting 100 this week. We're excited for them. Welcome to the Extra Life Radio program. We have much to talk about. We have a lot to talk about today. Boop. And we have all kinds of cool things to do, including a big giveaway a little bit later in the show, along with great feedback from the fans as usual. And we want to say right up front, thank you to YouBuyNow.com for being a sponsor of the program. We love their stuff, and they'll be a big part of the giveaway a little bit later. Also want to thank MindOnTheNet.com for hosting MyExtraLife.com, which you can visit anytime. Check out the blog, check out the forums, join up, have fun, hang out. There's lots of people, lots of geeks just like you. And with that, let's get right to the show. We have in the room with us today, from CommissionComic.com, there's a lot of dot coms today, Obsidian is here from Columbia. Obsidian, say hello to the fine people. What the crap was that?
Hello, what was that?
Okay, hello? You guys interrupt my hello. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so right. What are you doing? What are you up to down there? It is down there. Yeah, he's down there. Hello?
Way down there.
I'm sort of doing a podcast.
Ah, very good. Well, welcome to the show, and also from StudioM80.com and Pork and Bean, and a yet undisclosed property.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Brian from South Carolina. Brian, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, as everyone may tell, we are minus one very big geek. Andrew is not here tonight. He has bad internet. And to prove
bad internet!
To prove it, I'm going to play a little bit of... he called in. And he called in because... I don't know why he called
he
in.
He feels just, bad.
He called us to let us
call
know that he has bad internet. So we're going to play that real quick. Check it out.
Hey, Scott. This is Andrew. I'm calling using Vonage because we don't have our actual phone in the house. We use Vonage.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, as you can see... he's also using Vonage. Yeah. He doesn't have regular phone service.
I was about to say, why don't you just call him freezing the freaking phone?
I know, dude. It's bad, and
is
it gets
he
worse.
Is using something called Vonage?
No, Vonage,
yes,
dude. It's
yes,
an American
Vonage.
Thing. It's Vonage. Vonage here in the U.S. is like a voice over IP provider. It's like a phone over internet thing. And the irony of that is his internet sucks so bad that you can barely hear what he's saying. And if I let that call go the full minute and a half, you would have seen how really bad it gets toward the end. It's like just... And it goes on like that till the end. So, good times. So, Andrew, we miss you. Sorry you couldn't be here. Hello?
Yeah, we're not going to have any Andrew today.
No Andrew today. Also want to address something that I got reamed about last week. I played during the show...
Can we say that? Can we say ream?
Ream, sure. Like paper. Ream of paper. That would be that's 250 individual sheets of paper, if you didn't know.
Well, you know, in Colombia, one of those is called a resma.
Ah, resma.
And it's 500.
Really? Well, yeah. Aren't you special down there?
You know, down in South Carolina, we call it a pack of paper.
You call that a trip down to the...
call it a damn pack of paper.
You also call Office Depot Office Despot, or Depot. Yeah.
Depot.
Yeah, Depot.
Office Depot.
Down to the
you know,
Office
if you take
Depot.
Did you know that if you take a old brick cell phone or any of these old crappy cell phones to Office Max, you can get an actual free ream of paper?
Are you kidding me?
Nope, done it lots of times.
We'll take it to Columbia. You'll get 500 sheets.
How many old cell phones do you have, Brian?
Well, you pick them up when you walk. You go somewhere. Somebody's got one laying around. Some kid has one. You yank it out of his hand. You take it with you. You just scream, "Free paper! Free paper!"
Dude, that's awesome. All right.
So you never have to buy toilet paper again, huh?
Never.
What was I going to say? Oh, I know what I was going to say.
You get paper cuts?
We were getting reamed.
In the ass, must hurt.
So I got, speaking of that, I got reamed by a listener who wrote in, actually a couple of them, and said, "We love your show. It's awesome. We listen every week. It's totally cool. But what's with the rim shots at the end of Andrew's jokes a couple of times?" So apparently they think we were evolving into the typical morning program, like morning show, you know, that stupid crap that they do. And no, let me just say this. I did it one time as a joke, and it actually, you know, there were only two rim shots in the entire show, and they were like 30 seconds apart. I'm not going to do it every show. It was just for fun. Just screwing around.
He was
with
playing
some sound
with his
effects.
New garage band.
Exactly.
Right.
They
No, people. He actually does plan to do it every show. He told me.
I'm never doing it again.
He told me this week.
Especially after that, after the quote unquote reaming that I got for that. It wasn't that bad. They were very nice. But anyway, we're not going to do that anymore. And I got a couple of big announcements this week, and I can't really be specific, but I'm just going to say the following things. Extra Life is about
You're getting married.
No, I'm already married. But I do live in Utah, so there's always chances. Just kidding. I have the Extra Life video game will be released very soon. I can't tell you too many other details, but it's wicked cool.
I bet it is.
Wicked cool. Now, I'll tell you a couple of things about it. It's 2D. It's a Windows game. It's based on DirectX 9.0A or whatever the latest thing is. So it uses lots of cool effects and stuff. C? Is it C?
I think it's C.
It is a, I will say this, it's in the puzzle genre. It is being developed by a world-class employee of an unnamed major video game publisher that I can't say over the air. So
Romero.
It's wow. Cool stuff. And
so we're gonna, why even telling us anything then?
Because I want to get people excited. It's groundswell. We're going to get a little bit
of... The name of the game is Daikatana 2.
No. No, I don't want the. I don't even want the rights to that.
He actually hired Romero for this.
That'd be awesome. He's in the basement right now. He's with my kids, dude.
He's been living there for 3 months. And you told him that if he wasn't going to pay rent.
Yep. Living on Otter Pops and croutons. Yep. He's down there living the life. But no, it's really going to be cool. Then after that, very shortly, we're going to have a really cool web thing I'm going to launch that is going to blow people's minds. I can't say any more about that either, but it's a big community-driven thing that will get all you guys all in a big bother, and we're going to do a small, limited beta for listeners of this show and readers of Extra Life.
You're so secretive.
And Scott is getting a boob job.
And last but not least, this week we have a major announcement regarding Extra Life Radio and the Instance podcast, which I host with Andrew, and anything else we decide to do radio-wise. It's very cool, but I'm sworn to secrecy until tomorrow. I wish today was tomorrow, then I could just say it.
Did I get this straight? Basically, you just gave people a bunch of news you can't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's pretty close to that. But you know, it's like I'm doing like an Apple thing. I'm like, oh, we got a big announcement coming up on the blah, 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 blah. People tune in and find out what's going on because they're all excited.
So basically, you're here to announce that you have an announcement.
Yes. No. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Maybe. Okay.
All right. So everyone, try to forget the last 10 minutes. Let's move on with the show. And I wanted to bring up something. We're going to do a bunch of kind of mini topics as well as a main topic today. But I want to talk about, I saw commercials for the new Doctor Who series on Sci-Fi.
I saw that.
Can you tell me what we're looking at there? Is this a British thing brought over here, or is this new stuff?
I have no idea.
Well, I know it's a TV show.
Yeah, I just saw the commercial tonight, and it was like a teaser than a trailer or anything.
Yeah.
They didn't really show much of anything.
Now, they had those rickety, stupid-looking 70s robots roaming down some hallway.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was on purpose, if that was to be kind of an homage to the fans of the original show. What the crap, dude? Are you unwrapping Christmas gifts over there or what? Who was that?
I'm unwrapping what I got.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about these television shows that I don't get to watch, so I just do other stuff in the meantime.
All right, well, do your laundry, whatever else you can get done. But I'm pretty excited about this, and I knew, Brian, I knew you probably had seen something about this. Now, I'm a pretty big fan of the old Doctor Who stuff, even though it was really stupid and cheesy. It was good stuff.
The TARDIS.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. If any of you guys know anything about this and you want to let us know, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com, or send us a beef call, or crap call, rather, to the crap phone, 206-203-CRAP, because we want to know. I'm very curious about it.
Okay. It's been a while since we had a beef call.
This is true.
We don't use that anymore.
We don't have that line anymore, and I keep forgetting because I'm a big idiot. Hey, what do you guys think about this idea that the PS3 costs $900 to build? Is that
I malarkey? Think it's false. I
mean, you think it's fake?
I think it's false.
Okay,
dude,
so
there's no way
it has to be fake.
Well, hold on.
I mean,
it's coming
say what
from...
you will. I mean, say what you will about Sony, but they're not stupid. I mean, they're not going to.
Well, I'm not saying the story isn't that they're going to charge $900. The story is that manufacturing cost is $900 on that unit, and that they would have to take a huge loss. You don't think it's true?
You can't take that kind of loss.
That's absurd.
Well, okay, let's talk about what kind of loss that is. Let's say they sell for $499, so they're losing about a little less than half. Is that unacceptable in the console world when you're competing for...
No, there's no way. I mean, because if you looked at the average number of games sold for each console... It's not going to average out that way. They're just not going to sell enough games to recoup it.
Hmm. Okay, no, I'll buy that. I'm not saying for sure. I don't know where I stand on it. I know that they're loss leaders. They take a loss.
Oh, it's a loss.
Yeah,
they all take a loss. It's a loss for sure, but it's not going to be that big. That's a massive loss. That's pretty big.
Yeah, but look how they're coming up with it. They're going, okay, the chip costs this much. At least they think it does. The GPU costs this much. These other parts cost that much. And so they're coming up with this number based on actual real-world manufacturing costs, at least some of
that
them.
If they said, if individual was to buy these components, then yeah, but that's not what Sony's going to pay for it.
No, I
can't buy that.
It would be suicide.
I mean, I don't know much about business. I don't know much about business. I don't know much about money. Actually, I don't even have much money.
You don't know much about rock and roll or love or nothing?
No, he knows stuff about that.
You know?
He knows a few things about love.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going. But I sure know where I've been.
Dude,
hanging
you've done
on
this,
the promises.
You've done this one already.
Well, I love this song.
I know
well,
you
anyway,
do.
Anyway, no, I really don't know much about business, but I do know you got to be stupid to sell a $900 piece of equipment for $400.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that. Now, let me ask you this question then. If the thing cost $900 and Sony came out and said, look, it's a media center. It has DVR capabilities. It's got a huge online gaming thing. It does 1080p and 1080i resolution. It does these amazing games. It's Blu-ray. It's all these things, and therefore is going to cost a whole lot more money. And our price tag is $1,200 each.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
What happens to them? They lose their stranglehold on the gaming market? Is that
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't
again,
compete like
stupid.
That.
I mean, again, that's just stupid.
Yeah. I think the price range of $299 to about $500 is just about the threshold, and that $500 would be pushing it.
Yeah,
pushing
I agree.
It big time. So I did notice this. I listened to a couple of podcasts this week where there were crowds there, and they asked what console are they getting or have gotten, and a few people clapped and said, yeah, I've got a 360, woohoo. And a few other people said, yay, I want a PS3, and clap, woohoo. They asked about the Revolution, and the place erupted with claps. People freaking
Sweet.
Out, ready to buy that machine. I think Nintendo has a real chance this generation to kick everybody's trash, because I think people are burned out. They're like, dude, $900 this and $499 that, core system and not core system, blah, blah, blah. And these games all look the same. You know what I'm saying? They have a chance to just blow everybody away, and I really hope they do it. I know I'm a Nintendo boy, Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah, you're
That's
a Nintendo
fine.
Fanboy. You know what I think? I think it's just going to be more of the same.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Oh, really? And I'm talking about them all.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
I mean, I just think it's going to be more of the same.
Okay, now hold on.
If
you think all three are going to be the same, it's going to be a little different because Nintendo's got that rod thing they're waving around. It's going to be a little different.
Man, I mean... I said this before, I'll say it again, with that whole Nintendo dildo thing, I'll believe it
when I see it. All right, so if you see it, you better admit it on the show that you thought, oh my gosh, that does amazing things, and I was a total naysayer, but now I feel like an idiot.
Actually, I never said that it couldn't do amazing things. I just said that I'm not going to go bonkers over something I haven't even seen.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
All I've seen is a control, and if I had like balls of wood and paint, I can make a control just as cool.
That's my Jumpman impression. Okay, sorry. All right, that's fine. Now, one last thing I wanted to get to, or not one last thing, but something I really wanted to hit. What's this origami thing that Microsoft's got going on? They have a website called origamiproject.com.
May I ask a question about that? Where did you get that that's like an iPod? That's Microsoft's iPod? I mean,
I'm not saying it's their iPod. It doesn't say that anywhere. All the analysts who have seen the picture and seen the site, because the picture supposedly leaked of that thing, and it's an early prototype or something. All indications are that they're going to release some kind of, on the 2nd, by the way, like 2 days from now, they're going to release some kind of big media device thing. And whether it plays games and it's an Xbox portable, or if it's a iPod killer, if it's a big fancy PDA, if it's a tablet, nobody knows for sure. But there's a lot of speculation because that proto image shows Halo on it. So it's kind of a big deal.
So it's another thing that I can't buy.
I don't know. It just seems like they're trying to be a little Apple-y with this whole, and maybe a little Nintendo-y with this whole mystery.
Leave them alone, Scott. They're a company. They have to make money.
I know, but they don't usually do things like this. They don't get all viral marketing and all sneaky and stuff and have big announcements like this.
Well, look at it this way, okay? Look at it this way. If you like, for example, I don't know. Okay, this is it. If you don't own a television... and you see that your neighbors are all buying television and that it's all working out pretty swell for them, you're probably going to go and buy a television yourself because you think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I mean, these guys are saying, you know, hey, you know what? Our business strategy, our marketing strategy, maybe it's a little outdated. Let's, why don't we, I mean, look at these guys. It's working for them. Why don't we kind of try something like that? I mean,
no, I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all, and I think it's fine. I just want to hurry up and hear what the crap it is. I'm tired of all the hype. It's like, this is all anyone's talked about all week. Let's see this stupid thing and hear what's going on.
I really hate when somebody does that. They just give you a little bit of information and won't tell you what really is going on, Scott. And it's really annoying.
Oh, you mean not like...
I actually...
Kettle black.
I actually think it's pretty cool. I actually think it's pretty cool. Look, it works. Everybody's talking about it.
I saw
the video. I saw it. It lasts like a minute. I have absolutely no idea what it's about. I have absolutely no way of even imagining what it could be. I don't even know where you guys got that it was a media center. But on March 3rd, or whenever it is.
2nd, yeah.
I'm going to be there to see what it is.
You are, aren't you? And what if it turns out to be actual origami? Won't that suck? What if it's just paper cranes? That would be awesome.
Well, I'm insulted. I think that's pretty sad, Scott. Origami is a beautiful art.
It is, and Microsoft has no business being in beautiful
art. And I, for one, would be very happy that Microsoft is deciding to promote the arts.
Maybe it's a new Transformer toy or something, you know.
By the way, we got a lot of great feedback about the Transformer show. Thanks to everybody for that. Yeah, people really enjoyed it. Somebody told me, though, they think it's the geekiest thing we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh, my gosh, you had a whole show about Transformers. I loved it, but my gosh, I was embarrassed almost to admit I listened to it. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Is it really the geekiest one we've done?
I don't know. That's what they say. I think it...
I wouldn't know. I'm too close to the geekiness.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was a blast. I totally enjoyed it. And
I mean, I never smell my own fart, so I wouldn't know if it was the geekiest thing we did.
You never... Wait a minute. I'm trying to make the connection. Hold on a second. My head hurts. Dungeons & Dragons MMO. I want to talk about this real quick. Okay? Obsidian, cool. I know that you are a Dungeons & Dragons fiend, the traditional, pen and paper deal. What do you think about this game? It's out. It's gold. People are getting it. I haven't seen any reviews.
I know. I'm playing it.
Oh, you're actually playing it. Now, how did you get it, though, to play it?
Scott, your guild just joined mine today.
Are you serious? How behind the times am I? It's out now? I thought it wasn't barely in the... I didn't think it was even in the store yet.
I've been playing it for a week, Scott.
All right, so how is it?
Okay. It officially launched today. This last week has been for people that pre-ordered. Okay. I'll tell you this. Okay. First of all, a lot of people are comparing it to World of Warcraft. I'll tell you now, people, stop it. It's annoying.
why are they doing that?
Because people tend to compare, and it's just not the same game. I mean, it's not supposed to be World of Warcraft. It's not supposed to look like it. So. Give it a rest.
Yeah, if anything, it should be the other way around. You should be comparing World of Warcraft to the lineage, the long lineage of Dungeons and Dragons, or any of these games, really. But I wouldn't even think about comparing them. I don't know why people would be. That's stupid.
Well, you know people.
Yeah, people are people.
But okay, the game. First of all, the game looks awesome. How is it that people always tell you, how's the graphics?
How are the graphics? How are the graphics? I love the graphics. How are the graphics?
Yeah, well, the graphics are... Oh, I'm sorry, I can't impersonate old ladies.
Okay.
As well as you,
so. Oh, I didn't realize that's what I was doing, but hey, I'll take what I can get.
Oh, what was it then? I thought it was your old lady voice.
It was my graphics voice. So how does it look? Is it amazing looking, or is it all stiff
and
gay?
Yes, it looks very good. It looks very good. I do not know why you just said it's stiff and gay, and I don't...
I'd hoping you'd missed it, but that's okay.
Come on, I'm not going to miss anything you say. So, okay, now, whatever Scott thinks is stiff and gay, I don't really want to know. But the game looks incredible. It is very, very... It's just nice to look at, but it's also fun. Yes, I will agree to those people that say that it is not... I mean, some people said that it felt like you were actually playing pen and paper D&D, which I have to say, no, that is not true.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's never going to feel like pen and paper D&D.
No, unless you take your pencil out and start writing on the screen.
Yeah, don't do that. So what does it play like? How does it feel?
Well, it does have the D&D feel. I mean, if you're... Well, here's the way it is. If you are a D&D player, you are going to find many things within the game that you're going to enjoy and that are going to remind you of the game, and there are many things you're going to be able to identify, and there are a lot of stuff that you're going to know and be able to apply in the game because you're a D&D player. But if you're not a D&D player, you can still enjoy it, and you're not going to be missing out on anything within the game. I mean, you are missing a very awesome experience.
But, I gotcha.
It's a lot of fun. It's basically a game for playing in groups, very much like the way you're supposed to play pen and paper D&D. I mean, you get together with some friends, you go on a couple of quests. The quests are built out in a very, very nice way. They normally tell you how long the quests should take, what level it is. So you can, I mean, you don't have to play for hours and hours. You can go in, okay, I'm just going to do a short quest and get back out.
Can you solo this game at all? I mean, you have to be with people, right? Isn't that kind of the deal? You can't play alone.
No. I played solo a couple of times, and it's also a lot of fun. Of course, as to be expected, it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot more difficult, and, well,
That's how it ought to be.
Yeah, of course, that's the way it is. I mean, you go alone, you know... You go inside, you go into the game, and you say,
I'm just waiting
go
for
again.
The joke.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it, too.
It's just the song. I mean, the song applies to so many things. You know, here I go again on my own.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get to some listener calls, because these are really great. We got a couple of calls dealing with Transformers and robots in general. Let's hear this first one about some Transformers that we
just
forgot to mention.
Jumping from topic to topic today, aren't we?
Hey, we're hot, man. We're on fire. Check it out.
Hey guys, this is Zella. I just finished listening to your Transformers episode. At the end, you forgot to mention three really good robots. Both R2-D2 and C-3PO from Star Wars. And you forgot to mention Sunny from iRobot. Not the crappy iRobot movie, but the book. Anyway, bye.
Okay, I don't think Sunny from the I thought iRobot the movie was actually kind of entertaining. I understand it's not really the same as the books, but it was good.
I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, it was all right.
Besides, I don't know what people have against Will Smith. I mean, I don't have anything against Will Smith.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people that didn't like the movie because Will Smith was in it.
Well, who cares? He's awesome. Get jiggy with it, everyone. Come on. It's not a problem.
Okay, Stephen Gay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mentioned that call was about Transformers. We forgot. It wasn't. It was about robots. We forgot. We had somebody else who said the same thing. This is from Sandy.
But I mean, if we go that far, we forgot a ton of robots. I mean, there's
robots
all over the place.
Yeah, there's plenty. That
I mean, look
didn't
at Scott's
remember.
Kids.
Yeah, dude. Check this one out from San Diego. Same thing.
Hi, this is Wes from San Diego, California, and I thought you might be interested to know about Captain Scott. Apparently. He is the alter ego of Daryl Cameron, a Chicago-based bass bass player. That's all I know about that. I do have to say, I am thoroughly disappointed that you did not play more Star Wars on a nerd-based program. I am very impressed with your work. Keep up the good work. Hope to hear myself on the show. Goodbye.
I hope to say things that are completely incoherent. Let's see.
So are we saving the good calls for last?
Actually, that's true, dude. I'm ripping through. No, that's not true. These are all fine. I'm not exactly sure what that one meant. It's actually Domingo who told us about leaving out RTD2. Check him out.
Hey, Scott and the gang. The name is Domingo. I'm calling from the Netherlands, although I live in the UK. Just finished listening to your show about the Transformers and the robots. I can't believe you left out the most important robots of all time, R2-D2 and C-3PO from Star Wars. How the hell can you forget them? Get a life.
Okay. Well, get a life.
Get a life.
Get a life.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. But the point is that we weren't talking about Star Wars robots. We were talking about Transformers last week. Now,
that's
we did,
what I was thinking. Why so many people called in?
Well, we did mention toward the end of the show, us three started talking a little bit about other famous robots from TV.
Okay.
You remember
Beedie
and all that crap.
I'm going to take a big risk here. I'm going to take a very big risk, and this might generate a lot of flame calls. I don't know.
Bring it.
But as far as I know, there's a great big difference between different kinds of robots. And last week we were talking about a certain type of robot. R2-D2 is a droid.
Yeah, very
good.
No,
I'm sorry. Is it?
Yeah, he's a droid.
I mean, like, the robots in Star Wars are droids. And we were talking about, most of the robots we talked about had that in common, that they were a very different kind of robot. They were mostly vehicle robots.
Ah.
We talked about the GoBots, and we talked about the Transformers, and we talked about the big, huge battle robots and robot jocks.
Yeah.
Most of them were vehicle robots. Now, I've never seen anybody, aside from a midget, climb into R2-D2.
Yeah. Kenny,
Scott, this is where you insult people. This
Kenny
is where
Baker.
You offend people.
Kenny
I
Baker.
I said midget, and I said R2-D2. Say something.
Kenny Baker was the midget that was inside of R2-D2, and he was always jealous that those eight other midgets got to run Jabba the Hutt. That was a job he wanted. Eight midgets
but
to run Jabba
the
Hutt. Yeah, it is true. It's all very true. Check it out. We got a call from Michael in Baghdad. This is our good friend from who travels around the Middle East. He's awesome. And he got somebody named Sarmit to say the funniest thing I've heard in months. So check this out. This is just too good. It's just downright precious. Here it is.
Hey, Scott. It's Michael calling from Baghdad, Iraq. I have a buddy of mine, Sarmed, here, and he's a guy that he's a Iraqi here that we have hired, and we sat down with him a couple of months ago and taught him all the bad things to say, so I figured he could say something to you, and you might want to use it. So here he is. Here's Sarmed.
Let's go back to my crib and smack that monkey.
All right, Scott. Hey, man, I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Okay, if I've got it right, he said, let's go back to my crib and smack that monkey.
Oh, jeez, man.
I don't even know what it means, but I'm...
Oh, yeah, you do, Scott. Come on, don't play stupid.
But
no wonder,
it's hilarious.
You know it no wonder they are on the verge of civil war.
Yeah,
over there.
Dude, no kidding. Oh my gosh! Let's inject a little. Let's inject a little of our culture over there. I know. Let's have some crib monkey joke. That's awesome, Michael. We owe you big time because I know it's not. It can't be easy to make calls to some stupid podcast like this from the Middle East, but he does it anyway, and we love him for it. So thanks
well,
a lot for
know.
That.
You never know. Maybe I don't know. You never know. Maybe. Whoa! Wouldn't it be cool? Maybe all his friends they all chip in to make these calls.
It could be.
Because they love us so much.
I got one from someone.
Oh, they love me. Maybe
they do love you. So I got one from somebody talking about funny names for people. I can't remember what this is, so I'll just play it.
Hey, Scott Johnson and the Extra Life Radio crew. I just wanted to make a comment on the show that I just listened to. It's not the latest one. But you were talking about funny names. And I have a friend whose name is Richard Smith. So you can imagine what we all call him. And and the other thing I wanted to say is I think that instead of making a Future Sport 2, they should make a prequel and call it Passport. Let me try that again. Passport, the sport of the past. So, yeah. Hope you play this on the show. That would be cool. Bye.
Okay.
All righty. Back to Future Sport.
Back to the future, Brokeback Sport.
Well, what we should do is we should, like all the big movie productions. Future Sport was meant to be a trilogy.
Oh.
And we have, of course, a prequel and a sequel.
That'd be awesome. Thunder Cage or no, wait. Thunderdome. Beyond Thunderdome. Anyway, I can't think of it. Hey, but thanks for that call because, yeah, we just like good calls. And we totally appreciate it. But it's time that we take a break. When we come back, we have our big fat topic of the week, which is comedies on TV that we like, that we hate, and that we don't care about. Or maybe a few that you guys care about. Lots of good stuff coming up, so stay right here, won't you?
Extra Life Radio, the sport of the future.
Hey, my wiener hurts.
To website myextralife.com.
That's at myextralife.com.
And welcome back to the program. You're listening to Extra Life Radio. The time is now 8:40 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Welcome back to the show. Everyone's here.
And you're listening to the voice of the angels.
That's right. Voice of the Angels. Let's move on to our big topic. I love comedy. I like things that make me laugh. All right? So I thought it'd be
fun.
That's
good, because you make a webcomic. Huh?
That's true. I thought it'd be fun to talk about this. And actually, I think the original idea was Brian's. So I'll give him big fat credit, because he deserves it.
Mad props,
yeah, Brian loves mad props, to talk about yo. Stuff that I can't talk about.
Yo. But here's the funny thing. After we talked about doing this as the topic, I ran right over to the Extra Life Radio webpage and I created a poll. And the poll was pretty much of all the animated comedies that are out there, either right now or recently, what were people's favorites? And we only had time to take 40 votes because it was kind of short this afternoon. Yeah.
And here, prime time, right?
Yeah, prime time. And here's the results that we got. The Simpsons got 9 votes. South Park got 3 is all. Not as relevant as they used to be, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not a big South Park fan anyway.
Family Guy, 17.
Wow.
That's the leading show. American Dad, 0.
What the crap?
What was that exactly? Don't know. It's okay. Know. American Dad got 0 votes. Futurama, 11 votes. So Futurama in a solid second place behind Family Guy, then Simpsons, then South Park, and then American Dad with a big, fat, hairy 0.
Wait a minute. I'm happy because I've actually seen all of these.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have all that down there, right?
Hello? We have cable.
Yeah. Well,
I remember there was a time when I used to have a TV. And
you know what the networks are still doing. They're running The Simpsons. Which, you know, just even the Simpsons fans are starting to go, okay, how many more years are you going to do this?
Yeah, even me. I'm a diehard Simpsons fan. I love it. I've always loved it, and I still like the new ones. What I want them not to do, I want them to see a window and go, you know what, this is when we're going to end it. Yep. I don't want them to just say, well, just because it's still in the top 10 every year, we should just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Because there will come a time where I'll be ticked about that, and I don't want to be, because I still enjoy it. I like the new ones. I think it's fine. I don't respect the opinion of somebody who was a kid when the show first started and now at age 18 has an opinion about it. That ticks me off, because they don't. It's you can't do that. I mean, Go ahead.
Another thing, too, is I'm still mad about they never gave Futurama a chance.
Yep.
They kept running it like at 7 o'clock on Sundays, and they would never put it into a good time slot.
And they never even announced it half the time. Like, you didn't even know it was on at 7.
And it was such a good show, and I guess it's now in syndication, since the Cartoon Network picked it up, it's really starting to gain a lot of popularity.
Oh, yeah, their DVD sales are through the roof, and here's the rumor I heard, and I don't have any way to confirm this. I read it somewhere on the internet, so it must be true. They said that Matt Groening was invited back to Fox Studios, and Fox said, look, we want to do kind of what we did with The Family Guy. When we cut that show, we didn't realize it had such a following. Cartoon Network and DVD sales are through the roof. Please come back and do your show again. He said no. And the reason he could say no is because he owns the rights to Futurama, unlike The Simpsons, which they took away from him. So he said, no, I don't want to do that. And now it turns out they're doing direct-to-DVD episodes. Of the show, yeah. And that's for sure confirmed. That's definitely
happening. I knew they were doing a movie, but I didn't know they were doing episodes.
Well, you know what? There could be a distinction there that I'm not aware of. Maybe it is just a movie, and that's it. I don't know. But I'm happy to get any new material. I know Billy West has signed on to do all the voices and stuff like he was before. That's very good news for Futurama fans. And of all the primetime stuff, I voted for Futurama. I find that show hilarious.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Now, this is all very interesting, but how did you pronounce his name?
Who? Matt Groening.
Matt Groening?
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
I didn't know. I didn't know, so I always pronounced it Groening.
Groening?
Well, why not? It looks like Groening.
Hey, and the Halloween episodes, they would always spell it as Groening in the credits, yeah. It's all right. I don't think he cares because it's the screwiest, worst last name in the history of Earth, so it's fine. But yeah, Matt Groening.
No. Come on, man. The guy from last week, I mean, that was pretty intense.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, we are very excited about that. And anyway, interesting poll results, I thought. Now, of the live-action type comedies that I dig on, for the all-time funniest for me, that you can watch 100 times over and never get sick of, and also a show, it's a good example of a show that went out in its prime, and even though it was disappointing that it was going to leave, it was kind of right to leave, is Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, I could watch that.
Best comedy ever.
Yeah, it is. It's just plain and simple is the best comedy in the history of TV. I don't think there's anything funnier that I can think of, live action or animated. I can't think of anything that's better than that. So there you have it. We need some disagreement here. Do you guys have any reason to think that's crap? You both agree with me, I guess.
No, I agree. I think that.
I agree. It's some of the best stuff I've seen.
Yeah. By far.
Well, great.
I didn't like the season finale. Or the series finale. I didn't really care for that.
You know what? Have you seen it since, though? Have you seen it since the first time you saw it?
I saw it the first time, and I've seen it since then, but I haven't seen it recently.
I liked it. I saw it recently, and I actually ended up liking it a lot more than I remember liking it in 98 when it ended.
Yeah.
I remember being so disappointed and being, not disappointed so much in the episode, but just sad that the show was going away. And it's like it's like telling jokes at a funeral. It's just hard to hear, you know, funny stuff and still feel good about it. So... But after seeing it again, now that all the dust has settled, it's actually a pretty funny episode. It's not bad. Is it?
Well, I remember the very end when they use that song by Green Day, "Time of Your Life."
Oh yeah.
That part was actually sad.
It was sad.
You'd watch that part, and you'd actually be like, "Oh man, it's ending."
It's ending. So yeah. No more George. No more Kramer.
Okay. Another complaint about Seinfeld too. The first season. Was a stinker, if you ask me. I didn't really care for the first season.
Well, they were getting their feet wet. They didn't know what they had yet. Yeah. Yeah. I agree, though. I didn't like it. Anytime they'd have, like, this is a mistake that most shows make. I'll give you examples, like Blossom or freaking, it doesn't matter what the show is. But any comedy where they involve too much sort of, you know, serious moments, like, okay, comedy, ha ha ha, and then suddenly, my friend is dying of AIDS, that kind of stuff. That's crap, dude. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to laugh at that. And that's one of the things I really respected about Seinfeld is it never took anything seriously, ever.
No, ever.
Ever. The only time they tried is season one, and Jerry and Elaine kind of had a whole relationship hoo-ha going on. And I swear you could tangibly feel in that episode that they were all going to themselves, you know what, dude, we're not doing that again. And they didn't. They didn't. For the rest of the 7 or 8 years or whatever it was, they didn't do that ever again. And it was always funny, and you could always escape into it. And it was never like Friends. Many people would argue that Friends was a funny show, and it had its moments.
Exactly. It had its moments. That's the way I feel.
But it was too much of that lovey-dovey, crappy, poopy stupidness.
Dude, that got on my nerves. Ugh. It was constantly hopping around and stuff. Always.
Hate it, dude. Ugh. It'd be like us on here on the show, right in the middle of a conversation with Obsidian about Colombian porn. All of a sudden, we just stop and go, we'd like to take a moment to discuss world hunger and its ramifications for us in the modern day. I mean, that would be lame. Lame!
Lame-o!
Give us some drama.
Especially
that's fine.
Such a good subject as Colombian porn.
No, but I mean, that's what dramas are for. And some of these dramedies, if you will, like your Grey's Anatomies and your Northern Exposures and those sorts of things, fine. They do that okay. But Seinfeld and like shows with like laugh tracks, dude, don't be serious.
Yeah, yeah. Best new comedy.
Seinfeld, I was just going to say something about Seinfeld. But Seinfeld has a charm. It has a couple of things that still charm me. It's first of all the characters in Seinfeld are funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you may not like them all, but they Newman. Are all funny. And
Jambalaya.
And that's something that's very scarce in the comedy, because you always find comedies that, you know, you got this really funny guy, but one of them is not really making me laugh or whatever. I remember, like, a long time ago, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there were like a couple of characters that I thought were pretty funny, but there were a couple of characters that I would say, no, you know what? I mean, these just don't work for me.
No, I'm not laughing.
In Seinfeld, this wouldn't happen. I mean, they could dedicate a part of the show to any of the characters, and it would still be funny. And the second thing I like the most about Seinfeld is that no matter how many times I've seen it, if I'm watching the TV and flipping the channels and I see Seinfeld's on, I watch it.
Yeah, it never gets old. It never gets old.
Yeah, it never gets old.
I feel that way about old Simpsons episodes. I have no problem sitting through them a million times because it's just like, ah, this is great. This is like an old friend. I was going to say that my favorite character on Seinfeld, Kenny Banya. If I can't say a main one, I mean, everyone says Kramer or George or something, but I'd say Kenny Banya because of the whole gold, Jerry Golden. And just that guy was a freak. He was awesome.
Yeah, I love that guy.
And there were lots of guys. Peterman.
I love George's dad.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
Jerry Stiller was awesome.
Yeah, my favorite was, but I forgot his name. I think you just said it. Elaine's boss.
Oh, Peterman. Yeah, Peterman was great.
Peterman, yeah.
And he was awesome. And Elaine's boyfriend that then became
Putty.
In that very short-lived series.
Yeah, Putty. David Putty. He was awesome.
I just love the way they would always show him like for a few seconds sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Before Elaine would go in.
Well, awesome. Right behind that, I have to say things like, as far as new stuff goes, and Brian, you may have been heading toward this, but I think my name is Earl is just about the funniest thing that's new right now.
Yeah. Other show that makes me just die laughing out loud is Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, Scrubs is good. Do you get Scrubs down there, or does that represent a highfalutin medical system that you guys just can't have, or what?
Actually, Columbia is famous all around the world for its high-quality medicine.
Really?
People come to study here medicine from all over the world.
Extracted from the leaves of the jungle, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so do you get that show down there, though? Do you get Scrubs down there?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. It's pretty funny. I remember with a lot of smirks and smiles, the time that janitor guy ended up, he collected stuffed squirrels and he put them all in his shed and he'd have meetings with them.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. There's a few people on there that really make me laugh. I like that. I like My Name is Earl. I like, Sanford and Son. I'm going back a few years for that.
Well, let's go back to the old ones then.
Today on Instant Messenger, you're like, they need to bring Alf back. That was like your statement of the day. Dude, Alf was like...
I loved Alf.
You know what? It was pretty funny, actually. It had its moments.
Yeah.
What do you think it would take?
I was just a kid. What would it take? I don't know.
You know, that's odd. I was talking about that with my students today.
Really?
Alf did come up. We were talking about how all these things from the late 80s and, well, basically how everything from the 80s, in the 90s, everybody would hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody hated the 80s when they were in the 90s. But now, everybody wishes that the 80s would come back.
Yeah,
and
so, I used to have a pin. Is that what you call those? You know, the little circle with a pin on them that you put on your clothes.
Yes, we're gonna call that a button.
Yeah, button.
A button or whatever.
A button with a pin on it.
How you say pin?
With Alf.
Okay.
With Alf on it.
Yeah. Alf for president. That,
just Alf saying no problem. And I remember like several years ago, some friends of mine saw it. And they all said, you know, like, man, that's ridiculous. Why you got Alf on a button? You know, that's stupid. Throw that away, whatever. And not very long ago, they saw it again, and now they thought it was, like, the most awesome thing.
Oh, yeah.
It all comes around to cycles, man.
It does. I don't think they should remake
it. They
should re-release it on DVD or something and bring it to a whole new generation. Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Maybe they have.
Yeah. I think they have.
Yeah, nothing like puppets in a comedy, in my opinion.
Bah!
I really like the Arrested Development. Too bad it's going away. Big fan of anything British, really. You could just put any British show in front of me that was a comedy. Have you guys seen The It Crowd, the IT Crowd?
Oh, man, I love that.
That show. It's a riot.
It is.
Yeah, and the idea you can get it online is totally cool. And Obsidian, if you haven't checked it out, you should get it because the British rule. Everything's funnier in Britain.
Well, I used to think Curb Your Enthusiasm was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not seen it. That's a co-creator of Seinfeld, right? What's his name?
Yeah, that's right.
Larry David.
Larry David, yep.
It was, I thought it was very funny.
We got a very highfalutin topic today. This is like non, this is like, yes, I believe in television, the key is, you know what I mean?
So
it's not our,
fart jokes.
Yeah, it's very, we have a lot of geek topics overall, but this whole TV thing is very, I don't know, Washington Post of us to be talking about.
Well, you know, I think it's the lack of Andrew.
Yeah, he's not cheesing it up.
The lack of Andrew.
Yeah, we're missing the cheese factor.
Oh, you know what? Actually, in
we need a little cheese.
To honor our good friend Andrew.
Yes, honor away.
I'm going to say his favorite word.
Do it.
So we can remember him.
Do it.
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Cabbage.
Very good. Cabbage and Lowe's. In fact, his ultimate phrase would be, he went and bought cabbage at Lowe's. The crowd goes wild. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, let's give away a contest. You guys want to do that real quick, real fast?
Let's give away a contest.
Why don't you
let's
just
do
send
it
to me? You know, I can win stuff.
Yeah. We're going to give away Darth Vader in a his egg, you know, his little whatever you call it.
Yeah.
He was in when he pulled his helmet off, freaked out that sort of German officer guy. Whatever. I'm really good at this.
Okay. Offend the Germans. Go ahead.
Well, they were obviously kind of Nazi guys anyway.
Chick.
But anyway, it's that entire assembly, including the whole Darth Vader guy sitting in the throne in there with this. And this thing actually lifts his helmet off and you see his exposed nasty head. And it's
Ooh,
the whole complete
dude?
Piece. It's part of the special edition 500 figure collection, ages 4 and up. So that should apply to everybody. Let's see. You know what else can I tell you? I guess that's it. Fully packaged, ready to ship. This can go to anybody in the U.S. or Canada. Sorry, international people. I know you're out there, but shipping kills me. We're going to give this away next week by answering the question I'm about to pose today. And by the way, thanks to Brian at youbynow.com for sending us these great, awesome gifts to give away and also being a sponsor of the show, youbynow.com. Use Extra Life as your code, and you get 10% off. That's still active, folks, so use it.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, very cool. And also, while you're over there, check out the For the Horde shirt that I designed for them.
For the Horde.
And buy it. Mine's on its way. I can't wait. Ah, $18 well spent. I can't wait to put that thing on. Anyway, so let's do this real quick. Here's our thing we're going to do. Instead of doing a trivia question, we want everybody who wants to have a chance at winning this to send us crap calls or audio files by email. Either way, but it's got to be audio. What I want
and
you to
we
do.
We got to be able to understand it.
Yeah, we need to be able to hear it. Don't do it in Vonage in Florida, where we'll never get it. But what we want you to do is, besides Darth Vader, can't use him, who is your favorite Star Wars character from all six films and why? As a bonus, you can use anybody from the Clone Wars cartoons as well. If there's anybody there unique that you like, and I'm thinking of one right now. But anyway, if you.
Yeah, my favorite.
She's awesome. I gave it away already because I said it was a she. Anyway, if you want to tell us why you think it's cool, do it in 30 seconds or less. Make it funny all the better, and we will pick a winner next week. Now, if we get a lot of funny ones and it's hard to choose, we'll pick randomly from the pool we like. That's how we'll end up doing it, or we'll pick the one we think is the best. So get on it, folks. 206-203-CRAP is the phone line. MyExtraLife@gmail.com is the email you can send your audio files. That's it for the contest. What? Woo. Let's move on to this week's crappy movie of the week. This week, the movie is Troll 2.
Troll 2?
Did anybody
see that?
Have you seen Troll 1?
No.
Then destroy yourself now, because Troll 2 is really where it's at. Now, the funny thing about this is the plot line really cracks me up. It says a young child is terrified to discover that a planned family trip is to be haunted by a vile man-eating monster. Out of his worst nightmare, okay? His attempt to save it.
Oh, here he comes.
His attempt to save
Watch
his.
Watch out, boy. He'll chew you up.
It's right. Another song. His attempt to save his beloved family is assisted by the, specter of his deceased grandfather. Also, there are no trolls in this movie, only goblins. So, yeah.
What?
It says there's no trolls. It's only goblins. So, there's not an actual troll in the film.
So, this is Troll 2. Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, Troll 2, but Electric
right? okay.
Boogaloo.
But we needed
my
Andrew.
Tribute to Andrew. Yeah, no.
Yeah, your tribute to Andrew.
That was empty. For you, Andrew, buddy.
Yeah, Andrew, we miss you.
Oh, and by the way, everybody, thanks for all the nice comments about the little beer commercial thing we got. We have another one of those coming, so
That was great.
Watch for that. It's great, isn't it? Yeah. I did a little.
Who did that?
His name is Trowlin or Towlin. I can't remember his exact call sign, but I'll find out for future shows. But he does these, and they really are well done. So
yeah,
watch for another one. We have a Dean Cain themed one coming, I'm told, or I believe. But anyway, let's play the track number one from the movie Troll 2. I don't remember what this is. Something about a playmate. Electric Boogaloo. Here it is.
When I was a kid, I had an imaginary playmate, too.
But it wasn't your dead grandfather.
You know, that goes
what
without
if it
saying.
Was?
It goes without saying. I had a playmate when I was a kid. It took the form of a bird. Just thought I'd throw that in there. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Brian? Did you have a playmate?
No one was playing me. Not even the imaginary ones.
Hey, there's nothing.
Everybody hated it, even your imaginary friends.
There's nothing worse in a B-movie horror film than homophobic sort of dialogue. And here's some now.
Are you nuts? You trying to turn me into a homo?
Wouldn't it be too hard? If my father discovers you here, he'd cut off your little nuts and eat them. He can't.
Damn
you.
That's horrible.
That's terrible, man. What's this rated?
This was rated R at the time, I believe.
You know,
1990.
I've always wondered, like, what were these people on when they wrote these movies?
No. According to Amazon, you can only get this on VHS. All DVDs are in a landfill somewhere in Jersey or something. You can't get DVD copies. According to this might be wrong, though. I don't know. But 1990 is when it came out. Here's one about the only way to beat trolls, apparently, is through the power of goodness, at least according to this kid. Check it out.
Don't you see? Only the power of goodness can destroy these monsters.
Only the power of goodness can do it.
Well, okay.
How
okay,
are the
now
graphics?
That's all.
How
that's
are the
all
graphics?
Fine.
Graphics. How are the graphics?
Sorry.
You know, that's all fine and good that the power of goodness can destroy trolls, but it's pretty useless because there are no trolls
yeah,
in the movie.
It's all goblins. Right. So only the power of graphics will kill the goblins.
The power of graphics.
Anyway, so Troll 2, see it now or don't. But we think it's a pretty good addition to the crappy movie of the week. And I want to thank the fan whose name eludes me, and I don't have it written down. I apologize.
Because he doesn't care.
But he suggested it, and so I tracked it down, and there you go. Troll 2, thanks for the suggestion. If you ever want to suggest crappy movies of the week, you're always welcome to. That email again is myextralife@gmail.com. Okay, where the hell
and
are we now?
That email again
is... What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Who? What? Okay, I think we're nearly done.
Yay!
Yeah. Don't be too excited.
No, actually, no, I was just...
That's a pretty good yay. Do that again.
Yeah, did you guys hear my B-52's impression at the beginning of the show?
Yeah. That was the worst intro
Chrysler.
Ever.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. There's
well,
a sign
worse.
At the side of the
worse,
road.
You know?
Sixteen miles! Oh, sorry.
I have to say that I prefer that to when you go, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 G. What up, Frank Money? G, funky fresh tip on the skeezer whip. Anyway, sorry.
The skeezer whip.
Yeah.
What is up with Disney and their Devo 2 or Dev 2 or where that crap is?
I have no
have
idea.
Seen that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen that?
No.
No, Disney's doing some kind of new thing. It's called Dev 2. It's supposed to be like a follow-up band to Devo.
Oh, no way. Really? Do they wear, like, the little pyramid hats and stuff? And
I'm not sure. I just saw a glimpse of what was going on, and they were doing Whip It.
Oh, dude,
so
no
they got these,
way.
Oh, that's what
they
I
got
was
these
about
8-year-olds going doing Whip It.
That's where, so. Wait a minute. 8-year-olds, is it legal for an 8-year-old to do Whip It?
To Whip It? I don't know.
Well, what is Whip It? Is there? I've always heard there was some secret meaning, like it was like some...
Real good.
Some kind of masturbatory thing, kind of thing.
Well, I don't know, because if you look at the lyrics, they do say like when
oh my gosh I'm gonna have to edit
it.
That out
that's what the song says I swear
oh my gosh
that's what the song says
and on that note we're I think we're gonna roll on out of here now if Andrew if you're listening you're a butthole because we needed you here tonight for all the crappy jokes but instead we had to improvise with our own crappy jokes so we hope he comes back real soon but I do want to thank as usual oh and by the way you guys, don't just visit Extra Life. Go check out commissioncomic.com. There is just about hardly, that I can think of, any cooler webcomic out there, except my own.
I agree.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. So you need to go check it out.
Oh, man.
I even like it better than mine.
Obsidian Rocks.
Now I'm about to cry.
Obsidian Rocks, he does.
Shed a tear.
He works so hard.
He sure does. He's been drawing the whole time we've been here, so how hard he is.
Actually, that is true, because I have to make tomorrow's wallpaper, because tomorrow March begins. And
you know what that means.
For those of you that read Commission Comic, you might be pleased to know that March will be the return of Caleb. And whoever doesn't read Commission Comic probably doesn't give a crap about that.
So go check it out, though. And Brian, we understand from you we'll be expecting some new comic property coming soon. Is there anything you want to say about it?
Let's just say that we can't get a good working title, and after I get a few strips up, I would like for the Extra Life family to help me name it.
Absolutely. We might do that as a new contest or something. Well, we may not, maybe not a contest, but maybe just a way to let everybody get involved. So. Be watching for that, and I think we're pretty much out of here. This has been Extra Life Radio, and that, as usual, was our panel cast. If you'd like to be part of the program, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com. Send your audio comments there as well. We love those and love to play them. You can also call us on the crap phone, 206-203-CRAP, and make sure to visit myextralife.com and join the forums. There's as many geeks there as there are here. Well, there's probably more here than there, but we'd love to have more, so... Join up, have fun, it's all good, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday for show number 78. Bye!
Let's go back to my crib and smack that monkey.
If you're not in the U.S., then forget you.
Quit making fun of South Carolina. Utah sucks, too. Like a bunch of freaking retards on fire. What you doing, eh? I don't know, eh? That's not fair. Well, we care, but we don't. And he did have a copy of Dark Side of the Moon, which pretty much everyone has.
1985 Transformer High School Reunion.
Yeah, way to go, Savage. Meh.
How you doing? I'm Optimus Prime.
It's not bad enough that you're a big damn tape player, but when your chest pops open and your defense is your tape turns into like a dog, that is so awesome.
The whole time in my head, I'm not getting no delay at all when I'm saying.
Domingo, 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 Domingo. A hot redhead alone with a monkey.
I may look like a girl, but I'm not. I'm a cyborg.
Midgets are cool because they're useful.
Yeah, dude. Look at me. I'm just like doing the business. All right.
Twinkie, man. Now I want a Twinkie. And you know we have no Twinkies in Colombia.
Extra Life Radio presents Dire Lack of Genius.
Dire Lack of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer.
Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer.
As if appreciating the dialogue during the movie isn't enough, you come to our rescue by interjecting sound bites at every opportune moment.
We gotta find better comedy.
You've got your fedora, you've got your whip, and you've got a serious case of a midlife crisis.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
We're about as interested in hearing these one-liners as we are in falling down into a pit full of snakes. I hate snakes.
Wow!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer. Heck, crack open a few. This is one short round you don't want to mess with.
Mr. Classic 80s Adventure Movie Script Memorizer!